This is Geek News Central. My name is Kirk Corliss, guest hosting for Todd Cochran. Coming up, Google AI, Apple updates, Facebook's big solution, Samsung Galaxy S9 and S9 prices leaked. People keep walking into glass at Apple. Those stories and more. I want to welcome you to episode 1259 of the Geek News Central podcast for Monday, February 15th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider or paypal.me/geeknews. You can pick up Ohana gear at cafepress.com/Ohana store. I want to give a big warm welcome to all the longtime listeners of the show and also welcome to new listeners of the podcast. If you are a new listener to this podcast, we'd like you to visit geeknewscentral.com to subscribe to the show. Great way on doing so is going to, when you go to geeknewscentral.com, on the right-hand side of the page in the column under subscribe to podcast, you can download, you can subscribe via Apple Podcast, Google Play, if I get this to work, on Apple Podcasts. Let's start over. Apple Podcasts, Android, email, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn, RSS, or if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you can subscribe, click on the more subscribe options, and you'll get to know how to do that. You can also please visit geeknewscentral.com for the latest and greatest, for the latest content being written by the GNC team. A lot of the content that's up right now is from the trip we went, if I can get the words out, where we went to Las Vegas for CES 2018. A lot of content from all the various interviews that we went out with Todd Carlton and myself. Todd did a lot of interviews on the floor with different exhibitors, in the studio. Don Bain also as well, along with the F5 Live team. So check it out. A lot of great content to partake in. If you want to provide me with, give me any feedback on what's going on, of course, I just messed up the the intro a little bit. please email me. I welcome all feedback. Please email me at pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. I am not on Twitter. I don't have a Twitter account. However, you can follow me on Google Plus and on Facebook, or on Facebook, or both. And best way to follow me, you can search by my name, which is spelled K-I-R-K. My last name is spelled C-O-R-L-E-S-S. You can watch the show on the Roku via the Tech Podcast channel. Also on the, you can also watch on the Apple TV. You can listen on the, if you have an Amazon Echo device, you can say the keyword A-L-E-X-A, play the podcast Geek News Central. Or you can watch or listen on blueberry.com. You can tell the Google Home device, okay, keyword, play the podcast Geek News Central. If you have a Microsoft device, you can tell the keyword, or hey, the keyword, play the Geek News Central podcast via TuneIn. Partner shows include No Better Than Average with Jacob and Jeff, The Gadget Professor with Mr. Don Bain, Pro Gear Site with the GNC team, New Media Show with Todd and Rob Greenlee, the podcast Legends with Todd. Someday we'll come back. This show will not be possible without our good friends GoDaddy, who is the longest running continuous sponsor of our podcast. At GoDaddy, you can get all of your GoDaddy products and services at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. There is the codes in the middle of the page where you can save 30% on new product purchases. Get a .com for 99 cents, a newer transfer. $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. $1 a month managed WordPress hosting first year with free domain. One month free of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of business. personal business or business or business plus plans. So if you have want to start out with a website, a blog, a podcast, various application and uses, GoDaddy has the products and services for you. By using one of these discount codes, you support Todd's show and literally keep the lights on here on the Geek News Central podcast. So you can also please share these codes with your friends, family, people that you know, so they know, and that way that gets started too, and they'll thank you, and you can thank Todd for hooking you up with all those great deals, and GoDaddy hook up with those great deals. That's an important thing. All right, so let's talk about what's been going on this past week. As you probably know, I am guest hosting. Only for today's episode, today, the 19th, and this coming Thursday. Now, this is my first time as a guest host, first time on a podcast. So I want to get you up to speed on what happened this past week. Now, as you all know, Todd is away down in Florida for his daughter's wedding and also spending time with his family at Universal and Walt Disney World. I hope they're going to have a lot of fun, and Todd deserves some time off, and I'll wish his daughter all the best with her and her husband on a happy and healthy life. So everything's so Todd, before he left, he shipped me a mic and a microphone stand, which I'm using right now, and you're hearing. And this past week, I believe it was Tuesday or Wednesday, I hooked up the mic to the laptop, and for some reason didn't recognize the mic. I was trying to download the drivers. That didn't work. I went to the manual to look for the instructions. The instructions were only up to Windows 7. I have Windows 10 on my laptop. So I sent Todd via Slack. And by the way, speaking of Slack, I totally skipped Slack. I am so sorry. So if you want to hang out with me and Todd and everyone with the Ohana and all the cool kids and talk about what's going on and different things that are going on, email Todd at geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. And Todd will get you invited. If you'd like to be invited, Todd will get you in, and you can hang out with me. I'm on Mondays and Thursday nights on the Slack channel, so please hang out with us and have a lot of fun with us. All right, so going back to Slack. reach out to him on Slack. I said that I hit a snag and microphone's not working, and I'm sorry. And he said that he's going to ship me out a recorder and a windscreen and a USB cable and get things started. And so when I got it here, I wanted to get things. I got it on Friday. I think on Thursday, I believe. Did I get it on Thursday? So I wanted to spend some time, you know, playing around with things and getting things set up and all that. So he gave me things to do and points and guidelines to follow, and it's been a really big help. So this is, you know, I'm learning for the first time, this is my first time again doing a podcast, and as you all know, I'm you know, producer for the podcast, and what I do is I pull down articles for the episode, and I put in the show notes in, let Todd know that I'm done. Todd pulls it, plus adds a few, minuses a few, what have you, and he's starting up, you know, going with the podcast. So when he mentioned on the last episode or episode before about about a guest host, listener Bill, suggested that I guest host for him while he's away down in Florida, and he asked, you know, I said I'd be more than happy to, and I'm excited and happy and, you know, everything. And this is a part-time job, part-time thing that I do for the podcast. I have a full-time job, a day job. I work as a work as a collection representative, and I want to get into the field in video production, and I want to get into like producing videos and editing and running the Todd has his new tech switcher, switching between cameras and all that cool gear that I want to get in that space and podcasting space and get involved in new media, basically what it is. So to be a part of it, you know, is a lot of fun. It's a lot of work goes into it. I know Todd spends a lot of time with it. So to help to be a part of this podcast and to help out, you know, not, you know, to like at least put some part of what I do, you know, for the show is so awesome. It's great to like find out what's going on in the world of tech and all that. I was down with him along with Colton Clymer, who was the cameraman for doing floor interviews and such. And to be down there for that week, and I was with him doing the while he was doing floor interviews, I was posting photos and videos. Sometimes the videos weren't on getting on the uploaded to the blog because the internet connectivity was a little poor, but I got photos up of all the various where we were at the studio and the floor. And while we were in the studio, I was monitoring the Facebook feed, the social media, the Facebook feed, YouTube feed, putting the lower thirds, and just to be there for that week was amazing. And to be involved in what I love to do in production was, I got so much out of it. I learned a lot. Todd's been awesome to work with. He's an excellent host. I can't do justice. This is my first time doing this. So to be a part of this this podcast in some small way, a tenth of what I do Mondays and Thursday nights, is a joy and a pleasure. And I want to thank Todd from the bottom of my heart to be a part of this team. I want to thank you all for welcoming me in as the producer for the podcast, and I hope to stay on this podcast and help in any way that I can for the podcast as long as Todd needs me. So I want to thank you so much. And again, please, if you have, I love your feedback. Follow me on Facebook or Google Plus. I'm more on Facebook, but please reach out to me. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com. So that's it. That's what's been going on. And I will be back with you, you know, this episode and Thursday episode. And Todd will be back a week from this coming Monday, which is the 26th. All right. So let's get started with the first article under Google AI. Google AI can scan your eyes to predict heart disease. Amazing. Alphabet's health science company Verily has announced a wide range of products, from developing smartwatches made for medical studies to mass-producing infected mosquitoes to curb the population. Scientists from the division now has a new endeavor, assessing heart disease risk, by staring into patients' eyes. In a paper published today in the Nature journal Biomedical Engineering, researchers explained their method. An AI algorithm evaluated eye scans, and after refining its model with machine learning, was able to predict cardiovascular risk factors like age, gender, and blood pressure. This could lead to easier and potentially quicker analysis than a blood test with roughly the same accuracy as current methods. This is amazing. This is amazing that I know, I believe, excuse me. Excuse me, I had to take a drink of some iced tea. So I believe the Apple Watch has something in the health field. I believe Todd mentioned it a while back in previous episode. But I think this is cool that you can, by scanning your eyes, it doesn't say in the article, but I imagine with a smartphone, I imagine that's what they're, maybe, I don't know, but... But it does say that in the article, it's not ready for clinical testing, but it's a promising start for new invasive evaluation of cardiovascular health. That is pretty cool. I mean, that's amazing. In this day and age, where by scanning your eyes, you know, to prevent, you know, prevent heart disease, predict heart disease, excuse me, predict heart disease. And it's, that's amazing. That is incredible news. So we'll keep an eye on it, and we'll and find out what's going on going forward. I think that it'll be amazing to see when it comes out. Next in the tech news, Apple updates all of its operating systems to fix app crashing bug. Excuse me, it took a few days, but Apple already has a fix out for a bug that caused crashes on each of its platforms. The company pushed new versions of iOS, macOS, and WatchOS to fix the issue. WatchOS to fix the issue, which was caused when someone pasted in or received a single Indian language character in select communication apps, most notably in iMessages, Safari, and the App Store. So it was pushed out today, which you should download if you don't want a stray character crashing apps. And the link will be in the article will be in the show notes. The latest version of iOS is 11.2.6, macOS 10.13.3, tvOS 11.2.5, watchOS is 6.2.3. So if you have one or all of these devices, make sure that you get downloaded when a push goes out to your devices. Next up, in the news, Facebook's big solution to combating election ad fraud. You're going to love this. Snail mail. Why? I don't understand. It's saying in the article that Facebook monitors who is buying advertising on the site to ensure they are based in the country in question. In the U.S., foreign nationals can't donate money to or spend cash on federal, state, or local elections. In a bid to address this, Facebook has announced plans to send potential advertisers codes to the post office so they can prove they live where they claim to. I don't understand why Facebook would do something like this. There's got to be other ways to combat this. I don't understand how or why, but Facebook is obviously trying something out. Katie Harbuth, Facebook's global director of policy programs, is quoted as saying, "If you run an ad mentioning a candidate, we're going to mail you a postcard, and you have to use that code to prove you are in the United States." Again, I don't know why they would do this. You know, I guess it's something new, but I guess Facebook is trying to the past election has been, Facebook's been all over news about fake media, fake news, and all this kind of stuff. So hopefully, maybe this might be, this will combat it. Maybe not. Time only tells, and we'll see what happens. In the latest news from the mobile phone space, there's the Samsung Galaxy S9 and S9 Plus prices were leaked. Talked about Samsung Galaxy S9, S9 Plus in previous episodes, and you're going to love this. In a tweet by Roland Quant of winfuture.de, the potential prices of the Samsung Galaxy S9 and S9 might have been revealed. According to Quant, the Galaxy S9 64 gig model will be priced at $8,790 NOK, while the Galaxy S9 64 gig will be priced at $9,790 NOK, which is roughly $1,130 and $1,258 respectively after conversion. That's crazy. That is crazy, crazy, crazy pricing. That is crazy pricing where I know that Apple had their latest iPhone 10 was over $1,000. This is absolutely insane for a smartphone. $1,100 to $1,200 for a smartphone. It does say in the article that it is unclear if these will be the actual prices when the phones are launched stateside. However, if the prices are accurate, it could still represent a price increase, which probably won't sit well with customers. I'm one of them. I'm not spending $1,100 for that phone. I'm happy with, you know, with something a little less than that, but not $1,100, $1,200. Now, this next article, when I pulled it up, it kind of like took me back to a few years ago where, excuse me. Taking a drink. This kind of reminded me back to a few years ago. My wife and I and our daughter went to Hershey Park, and I live in the in the East Coast. I live in Hamilton, New Jersey. So we took a trip to Hershey Park, PA, for a chocolate factory and all the good stuff. So nonetheless, we went to this hotel, and I'm not going to mention the hotel's name. But my daughter wanted to get something out of our car. So we went downstairs from, I think we were on the first floor, down to the lobby. And when my wife and I were about 10 feet behind our daughter, and my daughter was walking out to the lobby or to the front door, there's these huge glass doors. She walked right into one of those doors. Her whole body went first and her face hit the glass. Tears were running down. She was okay. She had a small little bump, but nonetheless she was hurt. You know, she got hurt, with this glass door hitting her in the face and body. So we went to the hotel manager. We told that my wife and I told the manager what happened, and the manager said that there was a sign on the door. We told him there wasn't, but we want to bring it to their attention that, you know, that someone can get hurt. Like my daughter, she got hurt. But when I pulled up this article, my thought raced to my daughter, you know, a couple of years ago. And in the article, this is on foxnews.com, people keep walking into glass at Apple Park. And the problems, and it's just, you know, it's a gorgeous building. I mean, if you've seen the pictures online, it's a gorgeous building. In the article, it says it seems Apple has a bit of a health and safety issue on its hands, and people and employees are being injured. The problem stems from Apple's extensive use of glass in constructing the buildings on the campus. The company was very happy to share during development that it was using the world's largest panels of curved glass, but glass is clear and therefore quite hard to see when you're walking about. It seems Apple didn't think about that, and employees have been walking into glass walls unaware they are there. And it's also say Apple isn't commenting and won't let the general public into the building. And it's a problem that needs fixing, though, as Apple could be in violation of California law, which states that employees should be protected against the hazards of walking through glass by barriers or by conspicuous durable markings. You know, my whole thing is, it's a gorgeous building. I've seen the pictures of Apple stores, and they're amazing pieces of, I guess you would say, they're art. I guess you would say, in my opinion, they're art. My whole thing is, put some type of sign. It doesn't have to be a big sign, obviously, but some type of sign or warning that, you know, or that there's a glass that, you know, please be careful or something to that effect. if not, what's going to happen is that if this keeps going on, if they people keep walking into these glass doors, a lot of people are going to get hurt. And something tells me that maybe, you know, they're going to be they're going to have to fix fix it soon. So Apple, you gotta do something about it. You really do. You gotta do something about this. All right. Next up, I'll have a link in the show notes on how to watch live TV on Android TV. If you're a cord cutter, there's different Android TV apps that you can watch your free shows. Pluto TV, Bloomberg TV Plus, SBP TV, NBC, Livestream TV, Cumulus TV, and Plex. So, and I know some people, a few people that are on Plex. So there is a, if you want to, if you have an Android TV, there is links. There's some ways where you can, the cord cutters can watch free TV. Next up, now a lot of people have iPhone, Android devices, Samsung, excuse me, what have you. However, there is some that still have a Windows phone. Now, Windows phone is in the article in makeuseof.com. The latest nail in the coffin for Windows phone is the end of push notification services. This means that your phone will no longer receive notifications, receive additional live tile updates, or offer the Find My Phone feature for locating lost phones. Microsoft is turning off these services for Windows Phone 7.5 and Windows 8.0, which means they will continue to function on Windows 8.1 at this time, while phones running on Windows 10 Mobile are still supported and so aren't affected. So, and also continues on, Microsoft explains today's change in a post on its Answers Forum, explaining that Windows Phone 7.5 and Windows Phone 8.0 have reached their end of support dates, and thus services for these versions of Windows will be discontinued over time. So my advice is, if there's folks out there that have a Windows phone, I recommend upgrade. There's plenty of smartphones out there, you know, between Android, iOS, plenty out there to choose from, and updates do come to those devices. So there you go. All right, and finally, now, when I pull articles for the podcast, and with a lot that's going on in the world, I try to, I find some things that are weird, funny, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other. I pull it, you know, and I let Todd know, and I get a chuckle, you know, he gets a chuckle out of it. So this article, not really an article, but it's on ogizmo.com. It's a Sudski Sudski shower cup holder. And it says in the article, Sudski's shower cup holder is for a special type of drunk. And at $15, it's a cup holder that attaches to your bathroom tile so that you drink any can-based beverage while standing under a shower head and singing your, you know, insert your song. It's great for people who get thirsty a lot, and alcoholics, it's great for them too. No, it's not great for alcoholics, so that's no. But I agree, you know, they get thirsty a lot. And it's definitely a better solution than holding the beer between your thighs as you wash the soap out of your hair. Just remember, if someone comes over and sees your beer caddy, you'll have to explain that, and I won't be there to help you. And if you see the picture, there's a guy in the shower. There's a guy in the shower drinking a can of beverage in a shower, and in the on the right shoulder behind him is the shower, is the cup holder. So $15. So hey, and if So if you have a can of Coke or can of ginger ale or what have you, and if you want to pop a cold one, you can do so in the shower. So and that is the last article for now. And I'm at 30 minutes. Okay. So it is a short episode. I just want to get this out to you guys, to everyone. And again, I apologize for not having an episode on Thursday, but I do want to make sure that I want to get this out for you, you know, for this Monday's episode. And I will be back on Thursday. In the meantime, please, if you have any feedback for me, I welcome it all, good, bad, or indifferent. I accept it all. Please email me. My email address is pa@geeknewscentral.com, pa@geeknewscentral.com. Thank you so much for all your support. Welcome me into being a part of the podcast. Thank you so much to our sponsor, to GoDaddy for all their support on sponsoring this podcast. Thank you also to the insiders for your ongoing monthly contributions. If you wish to be an insider, you can do so at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Take advantage of there's a lot of great deals and products and services at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. I'll be back this coming Thursday for another episode of the Geek News Central podcast. In the meantime, take care, and I will talk to you then.